points.
Yeah, they said after Saturday that, especially second half, our performance and the way we tried to get ourselves back in the game was very encouraging. Tonight it was a bit frustrating the first half. I know we had a few sort of balls fizzed across the face of goal that we were very unlucky to get on the end of. It was a case of saying to the boys at half time to not let that frustration get to us, concentrate and try to get that first goal. And I think then we've seen the quality that's in the side and the bit of confidence that they've got at the moment to go on and win the game.
Must be pleased with the way they came out in the second half, because right from the get-go they were on the front foot and eventually you were rewarded for that.
I know we got the goals in the second half, and probably the creative side, once we got the first goal, we looked dangerous. But as a manager at the moment, I'm probably more pleased that at half-time, you know, I'm not saying I'm accepting going in at nothing, but sometimes there's a fear here at East End that you've got to be scoring goals and then you leave yourself open at the back. So there's a discipline about them, and I can see that when things aren't going for us in games, they're starting to manage certain situations. We're not doing everything right, far from it, but through the sticky patches of games, it's given us an opportunity to then score goals at the right time.
And two well-worked goals and two good finishes by Kevin.
Yeah, Pates has played a great ball. Andy Ryan used his pace to get him behind, showed the composure to hold it up and then played the ball into Nizzy, who's finished well. Again, I think it was Pates that played the ball through. Nizzy's timed his run really well and managed to stick the ball away for a second. In the end, it could have probably been more.
Does it look like a good idea to have left Kevin Nisbet on Saturday and bring him back today?
No, the big part in that is, you know, you've got Gabby McGill. I know Lewis McCann's out at the moment with injury, but what Andy Ryan done a few weeks ago for the morning, he trained properly for 3 weeks, not being given an opportunity to start games. But players are in the daft, they know when players are performing at a certain level, and it brings out the best in each other. There's tonight Greg Culty having to play out in the left for us, Andy Ryan and Nisbet have started through the middle, and they're putting pressure on me to pick the right selections now, which is a great headache for a manager.
It was a hard-fought game, 17 fouls against Arbroath.
Yeah, but you know that's what you're going to come up to. Dick's very experienced manager, and you're not going to get any presents off them. They've done fantastically well in the first quarter of the season. We knew it was going to be tough tonight. But again, you know, you look at, I've got the backing of the chairman and the board to put a young boy, Miller Fenton, on the bench tonight, 16-year-old left-sided player. You know, who's coming through the Fife Elite Academy. He's been doing well, and it was right for us to give Miller his opportunity on the bench. And you know, as long as we continue to develop players and we're competing in this league, then hopefully the future looks good for us.
Back-to-back home wins, starting to build that home form and get these fans back on side and get them cheering the guys on.
I don't think it's a case of getting them back on side. I think they've been frustrated. We've been frustrated. I did say that, like, last season's gone. It was difficult when I came in last year in terms of trying to play open, creative, attractive football. And that's not a dig at the players. I think where we were at that moment. This year we're scoring more goals, but you know, we've been a little bit more vulnerable in terms of our defending. And with the rub of the green, I think even tonight you could have said that we had a chance of a couple of penalty kicks. We're not getting them, but there's no point crying over it. All I want is the boys to perform the way they do, show that commitment. And as I said, that first half, albeit we didn't go in leading the game, we gave ourselves an opportunity to win the game.
Another home game on Saturday as well. Are you waiting to carry on that momentum into that as well?
Yeah, well, I think results of, in terms of, to get us climbing the league, I think we've moved up to sixth place. It gives us opportunity to go into the Queen of South game again, looking to try and climb another couple of places. So it's pleasing on that one. We had a tough game down there against Queens earlier in the season, but you know, on the back of two home victories, it's one we can look forward to.